I know that on Monday, Pat, I believe you and Dave made reference to what's happening tomorrow at Comerica Park with the Lou Whitaker uniform retirement ceremony. Mm-hmm. But I thought it'd be nice to recap something positive to talk about for our Tigers, since there's so much negative to talk about our Tigers these days. But yeah, tomorrow's the day. You know, for years we have advocated, we have presented evidence that Lou Whitaker belongs in baseball's Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I still believe he'll get there one day, kind of like the way Trammell did getting in with the Veterans Committee.
Yeah,
no, that's okay, but he should. The most egregious Hall of Fame voting taking place when Whitaker was first eligible and didn't even receive enough votes to stay on the ballot. That just appalling. But that goes back several years now.
Yeah, it does. But I think it's partially due to that he played in Detroit. If he was a Yankee, he'd be in.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
No, I don't think there's any denying
that. Or a Dodger or something like that.
And he was a player that kept to himself. You know, remember, he wasn't really, not that he wasn't friendly, just that was his choice.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't, a big talker, he didn't draw attention to himself like some
a whole lot.
Players do these days.
Probably the most he ever did was when he and Trammell went on and did a scene in Magnum P.I.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably right. It. It's probably the only time he did that scene on TV. I mean, you're right. You didn't see Lou do a whole lot of commercials, even locally in Detroit.
No.
You really didn't see him do a whole lot.
But this weekend, boy, he is front and center. Already, an event has taken place. On Wednesday, the Lou Whitaker Legend Dinner took place, and it was sold out. Fans having a chance to honor Whitaker with a dinner where he was on hand, along with some other Tigers favorites like Willie Horton and Alan Trammell, Lance Parrish and others, for example. That's what they list here. Tonight, the fans have a chance to enjoy a conversation, a Q&A, they're calling it, with Lou Whitaker on the concourse. So he'll be with fans tonight for about an hour, starting at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, Lou will be part of an autographed signing session. That's going to be in the morning. This is all before the actual ceremonies take place on the field of Comerica Park tomorrow evening. So as much as he's, again, a person who's kept to himself, he'll have a chance to get in touch with the fans. And I understand there is good ticket sales for tomorrow, which is good to hear.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be nice if the Tigers were more successful to give Lou a really good day, but it'll be what it is. And then his number one will be etched on the wall in the Comerica Park, along with the other Tigers.
Wow, they're doing this upright. Doing a lot of good things.
They are. He'll join Charlie Gehringer, Hank Greenberg, Willie Horton, Al Kaline, Hal Newhouser, Alan Trammell, Jack Morris of the numbers being retired. Of course, Ty Cobb's name is out there too, but as all Tigers fans know, Ty didn't wear a number.
He didn't wear right.
So that's why there's no number below Ty's name out there. Not that they forgot anything, but it's just nice to know. And if you're one of the first 10,000 fans to go to Comerica Park tomorrow, you get a replica Lou Whitaker road jersey.
Oh.
So that would be cool to have.
Wow, the 10,000 are handing out.
Yeah, 10,000.
That's pretty good.
The Tigers tomorrow night, our pregame broadcast is going to be starting at 5:30, by the way, and we hope to be capturing some of the pregame festivities.
It sounds like we will. Yeah,
yeah,
I think so.
For how he's going to be honored.
Charlie, I also sent you a link of a special that Bally Sports did on Lou Whitaker last week, if you wanted to share that
I will certainly do
morning team page. Go right ahead. I mean, it's from Bally Sports, by the way, so we're allowed to post it.
Yeah.
Since they posted it.
Well, thank you. We will certainly do that.
So, yeah, you get to learn a little bit about his upbringing and his minor league play when he met Trammell, and then, you know, when he came up to Detroit, how those two came up to Detroit, right, the same time.
Together?
Yep.
First taking the field, I believe it was in Boston's Fenway Park.
You're right.
In 1977.
Well, I'm not going to. Charlie knows his history.
Yeah, absolutely. Impressive, Charlie.
Well, that's because it was part of another dark era of Tigers baseball.
Oh, yeah, right.
Following the playoff appearance in 72, then the Tigers fell apart, leading to the 1975 famous 19-game losing streak. The only thing of 1976 that was worth noting was Mark Fidrich.
Yeah.
And then these two youngsters in 77 came along. We're like, well, who are these guys? Who cares?
Right.
But then in 78, Lou was Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And the legend of Whitaker and Tremble was born.
That's right. And when did Jack Morris join them? Was it
it was 79, I think it was. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it all started coming into the Lance Parrish and your Dan Petries. And
Sparky got there then, obviously.
Kirk Gibson came. I mean, yeah. You know, all the pieces starting to come together. So.
Right.
There is hope, Tigers fan, despite what's going on these days.
No, there's no hope. We can go back and reminisce to the great. There's no hope. There is no hope right now. That's it. This is, I'm going to be the downer here. Did you hear me talk about how yesterday was the anniversary of Alavia's hiring?
Well, that's where I think there's your hope. Your hope is that he'll be fired.
He'll be fired.
and we can move on.
Yeah, we can move on from there. Via air.
I did note that because there were some references to what he's done here and some of his traits, and he's really been involved in, unfortunately, a number of trades and signings that really have...
They didn't pan out.
Some of them are injuries.
Yeah,
I'll give them that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them were just players that didn't develop and do anything.
I think what also just makes Tiger fans upset is that you see somebody like Justin Verlander still pitching like he's 25 years old.
And the young guys all coming up with injuries. Eh?
Right.
Yeah.
Or they just haven't panned out. Nothing really worked out for him. And his whole job was to fix the farm system. That didn't really work out all too well. They don't have many young bats that they can bring up at any time. It's going to be another. They're going to have to bring in another general manager, and that general manager is going to have to say, "Tiger fans, I hate to tell you, but it's going to be a little bit of a rebuild, another one."
And this is the year we're supposed to start to come out of the rebuild,
right?
We weren't expecting great things, but we were expecting better things.
Mm-hmm. So, but hey, we have Lou Whitaker.
Let's talk more about the game tomorrow. And now Miguel Cabrera.
Probably time.
Yeah.
It's probably time. He can't hit for power anymore. He can still hit the ball.
No.
There's no doubt about that.
And he was on fire earlier this season. I mean, it might have been singles, but they were hard line shot singles. He was finding the gaps as he had to.
As has been happening through the last, what would you say, seven, eight years?
Yeah.
As the season goes on, his body breaks down. And now with this chronic knee injury, I think I think we may have seen the last, or he'll play a couple more games this year if he can. I don't see him coming back next year. And I think he and the Tigers might try to work something out where they'll give him like a going away kind of gift. Since he's supposed to make $32 million next year, I think they'll try to give him a bit of a payout on his way out.
Which would be sad because it would have been nice to have him one more year to be able to go around and be recognized in all the ballparks, kind of like Albert Pujols says this year.
Oh,
fans
yeah.
having a chance to show appreciation even in the opposing ballparks to recognize a great player in this generation.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you can't do it, you can't do it.
You can't do it. Well, it's not definite.
No, it's not definite.
But, as you said in your sports, a lot of talk going on.
Yep.